Okay, I believe we're good to go.
All right. I am Deborah Mills, chairperson of the Board of Nursing. I would like to call this meeting of the Board of Nursing to order. It is now 9:01 a.m. on September 23rd, 2022. This meeting will be conducted electronically with no anchor location. This determination was based on the following facts, information. The public monitoring and participation requirements in Utah Code Title 52, Chapter 4, Open and Public Meetings Acts would gather the participants and interested persons in this public meeting in a single confined location where the risks of further transmission of COVID-19 are greater. At the time that this meeting is being scheduled, Salt Lake County is currently in the low level of transmission phase, according to the Utah COVID-19 Transmission Index. Notice that this meeting was provided as required under Utah's open meeting laws. In compliance with Utah's open meeting laws, this meeting is being recorded in its entirety. Minutes will be prepared of this meeting and will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website. The recording and approved minutes will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website no later than 3 business days following the meeting. The following board members are in attendance. Please say yes. Deborah Mills, yes. Luisa Escobera?
Yes.
Ralph Pittman? No. Ellen Brown?
Yes.
Linda Hoffman? No. David Skalka? Don't see David. Julie Gee?
Yes.
Kumar Shah?
Yes.
Christy Vick? I see Christy's face, so I'm going to say yes for her. We have 2 members who will be sworn in following this, but if you'll still say here, Lawrence Drew Fonsbeck.
Here.
And Justin Anderson.
Here.
The following board members are absent as noted above. And the following individuals representing DOPL and the Department of Commerce are in attendance. Jeff Bouchon.
Present.
And we do not have our secretary with us or our compliance specialist. So we will welcome any visitors and interested persons at this time. As a courtesy to everyone participating in this meeting, we ask for all cell phones, pagers, and other electronic devices to be turned off or changed to silent mode. Please mute your microphone unless speaking. And if you are a guest joining via video or by phone, please enter your name in the chat box or state your name before speaking for the record. So Jeff, this is a point. Did you get Sharon Dingman on your list?
I've got her now.
Okay. Board motions and votes will be recorded in the minutes. So now let us proceed with the agenda. So our agenda, first of all, we're going to have the swearing in of our 2 new members. Julianne Brady is no longer with us, and it's been a while since we had our public member. So Jeff, I'll turn the time over to you for that.
Thank you. We are very happy to have 2 new members of the Board of Nursing. I believe Drew Fonsbeck and Justin Anderson are with us today, and each should have their, do you have the oath of office to read?
Okay. Yes, I do.
All right, Luisa, you have your hand up. Is there something I can help you with?
No, sorry, I just had it up. That's what I'm gonna use to agree with you.
Okay, sorry. All right, great. Okay, let's start with Justin Anderson. If you could read the oath of office, that'd be great.
Okay. Justin Anderson, having been appointed as a member of the Board of Nursing, I do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Utah, and that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Wonderful. Thank you, Justin, for joining us, and welcome to the Board of Nursing. Drew Fonsbeck, would you like to read the oath of office, please?
Drew Fonsbeck, having been appointed as a member of the Board of Nursing,
I do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Utah, and that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Wonderful. Welcome to the Board of Nursing, Drew.
Thank you.
To have both of you with us, and it's, I think we are a complete board now, which is wonderful. So, okay. Next topic. Oh, you're muted there, Deborah.
New computer, different computer. So we began a discussion last board meeting regarding the rules and regulations that are in front of you. And so there were several that put forth efforts to find out more information. So we want to first of all thank them. That's Christy and Julie and David. And then I looked at a couple of things. And so as a result of their getting feedback and suggestions, you have the current rules and regulation corrections, additions. And so just opening it up for any discussion, Jeff, is that what you'd like to do at this point?
Yeah, this was an interesting one. And I'd like to really thank Christy Vick. And she pointed this out. Oh, we're getting some feedback. Yep, if we could mute your mics, that'd be great. Okay. So she looked at this, and when this bill was presented, the coding on it was, it pointed this to 5831B, I believe it's, it pointed it to just the APRN. When they added the nurse apprentice, it bumped all the coding down. So it should have been pointed to the F, which would be a certified, like a CRNA. So that's as a code issue that would have to be addressed. But that was wonderful that Christy seen that. And, you know, a lot of this kind of unraveled after that. Working with my attorney that looked at this, we decided to put more of the definitions into the scope of practice, into R156-31B-703, instead of defining this into unprofessional conduct. So she looked at it and thought this would be a more proper place to do this. So what we did under the scope of practice, we put the information in, and then we put the nurse, the CRNA would have to follow the American Association of Nurse Anesthesiology, Standards of Nurse Practice, 2019 edition, and American Society of Anesthesiologists, or the ADA standards, or the American Association of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgeons. So I will turn this back over to the board. Is there anything, any further suggestions for improvement of this, and any questions? It's certainly a better document than what was initially presented, and a lot of that has to go with the subgroup that met on this and provided some valuable feedback.
I think looking at it, if someone had not known the background about adding in the oral maxillofacial and dental boards, this probably wouldn't make as much sense, because CRNAs don't practice exclusively in those areas. And when we practice with those providers, we're following the ANA guidelines for safe patient monitoring. The dentist on their end, if they were doing their own sedation based on their scope of practice, they would be following their guidelines. And the oral maxillofacial surgeons, if they were doing their own sedation, would be following their own guidelines. I believe this incident that led to this rule being placed was actually not in any of those offices, but in a physician's office. And so the DO boards and the MD boards were also included in that original rule from the legislature. But the clarification here seems to, I like the wording of or, because in the nursing practice, it makes sense to follow the ANA guidelines for what we are doing on our end. So.
Christy, I have one question. Looking at this again in a short view here, should there be an or in between on, see, the American Association of Nurse Anesthesiology, standards of nurse anesthesia practice, 2019 edition, comma, should that be an or American Society of Anesthesiologists, or would you keep that as an and?
I would keep it as an or.
Or,
because
okay.
The ANA has much stricter guidelines than the ASA. They're more broad. And as far as our practice, what we were trained to do, we follow the ANA guidelines.
Okay, I'll put an or in there instead of an and.
It actually makes more sense because then it's not so specific. You're requiring both of those.
Correct, because they're, you know, those standards can change a little bit. It just makes sense to stick with what we follow, what we're monitoring, and what we're dealing with all the time.
And I think the fines that we talked about, the fine issue, and I think those look okay after our discussion too.
And I can understand the higher fine levels if somebody's not properly monitoring. But gosh, you know, I would think standard of practice is being followed. I worry more about if those paperwork issues with the training and so forth just didn't make a lot of sense.
Makes sense.
To people fine. Mm-hmm.
So I thought those changes were appropriate. So does anybody else have any other comments or contributions?
This is Julie. Can you hear me?
Yes, Julie.
Oh, yeah, my computer, my microphone went out. Christy, where do PAs fall into this too? Just because you're I just want to know. This is just a curious question. It may be off topic.
We have nothing to do with PAs, and they're not in.
Yeah.
Their training is totally different.
Yep. They would talked follow, about that last time. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just because in rural hospitals, that's what we use. Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, they fall outside of our parameters, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the nursing. I can't see anything either. I'm having issues. So I just want to make sure I'm covered. And then we talked about that last time. So thank you.
And this is Diane Forster-Burke from the Utah Nurses Association. We greatly appreciate the work that Christy and Jess have done on this.
And Julie Brady and David and Deborah. So,
yeah.
Okay. So noted.
Or Julie G.
Julie
yeah.
G.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, whatever. Julie's fine.
Okay. I think we're actually at a point, unless someone else is really, yes, go ahead, Christy.
I do know that on the last meeting, there was the question for some of the board members about how that fell into practice with nurses administering sedation. And in the rule, and Jeff, I can't find that specifically when I spoke with you about it, but I believe it was towards the end of that rule that's talked specifically about mild sedation not being included in that rule. So this is moderate, deep, and general anesthesia, which requires additional training for. So,
yeah.
Right. Very important.
Okay, so are you comfortable at this point to have a motion put forward? Is there any further discussion?
I am.
Okay. All right. Can I ask you, Christy, then to make the motion to accept these rules and regulation changes?
Christy of the Board of Nursing moved to accept the rules. Let me pull it up here specific so I can be specific on it here. I'm sorry, I've been in and out of this document so many times.
So it's for the proposed fine table, it's 58-1-510. And R156-31B-502-1M.
Yes, thank you. And R156-31B-502 and R156-31B-703B.
Yes.
I'm going to accept these rules as written.
Okay, we've got a motion to accept the rules. Can I have a second?
Hey, that would be with the change of adding or instead of and, correct?
Thank you, Jeff. Okay. With the change of adding or.
Yes.
Thank you.
Kumar is seconding it. Yeah. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Louisa, do you want to raise your hand? Okay, Louisa raised her hand. Thank you. Any nays? All right. I think these changes are really going to help to benefit those that are looking at their roles and positions and give them some guidelines for this. So I'm grateful for all of your work and look forward to that. So Jeff, do you have any other issues or concerns?
I do not. This is a fairly limited agenda, and we'll have our next board meeting October 13th at 8:30.
So Jeff, are you going to have additional rules or regulations for us to look at then?
No, okay. The board has already reviewed the rest of them.
The next stage
is to get them reviewed by the director and executive director, and then create a rule hearing for the public and all of you to once again review and make a comment during the 30-day comment period and then the actual rule hearing.
Okay. All right. So I think that our work for today has been completed then. And so it is now 9:18, and I am ending this meeting of the Board of Nursing and thanking all of you for being here today.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, all of you.
Okay. See you next month.